Median residential property assessments dropped 4-6% on the Sunshine Coast in 2023, BC housing assessment data shows. It's the first time in a decade the median assessed value of Sunshine Coast properties has dropped, said BC Assessment Assessor Brian Morrow. The assessments, which local governments use to set tax rates, are based on market value as of July 1, 2023. Numbers. In the 2024 assessment notices, the District of Seychelt had the largest local decrease, at 6%, going to a median value of $884,000 in 2024 from $943,000 in 2023 for single-family homes. The town of Gibsons had a slightly smaller decrease, 4%, resulting in a median value of $939,000 in 2024 from $982,000 in 2023. Morrow said that the Sunshine Coast trends tend to remain stable compared to other regions in the Lower Mainland. He added that this year's decrease, seen also in urban areas, represents scaling back in line with rising interest rates. The 2022 and 2021 average assessments on the coast rose 13.6% and 46% respectively. At those times, the increases attributed to pandemic-related migration to rural areas and the ability to work remotely becoming more popular. Though those trends continue, they don't have the influence they did in the more COVID-affected years. A map of average change by property class by jurisdiction from July 2022 to July 2023 provides details specific to each municipality. The District of Seychelt had a decrease of 5.1% for single-family residential properties, 3.4% for strata residential, a 1.9% increase for business, other and a 8.6% increase in industrial properties. The town of Gibson saw a decrease of 3.9% in single-family residential areas, a 2.2% decrease in strata and a 2.5% increase in business, other properties. The Seychelt Rural Section, the Sunshine Coast Regional District, saw a 0.7% decrease in single-family residential, a 3% increase in strata residential, a 2.6% increase in business, other and a 2.2% increase in industrial areas. In the Seychelt Nation Government District, listed as the Seychelt Indian Govt. Dist. SD46 by BC Assessment, single-family residential had a decrease of 3.6% while strata saw an increase of 2.6% and a 4.7% increase in business, other. None of the top 500 valuable residential properties of 2024 in BC are found on the Sunshine Coast. Provincial level. Morrow said that due to how much the province is influenced by interest rates, it is difficult to tell if this trend is likely to continue into the coming years. To trend forward for 2024, towards the 2025 assessments, you'd really have to have a lot of certainty as to what's going to happen with interest rates over the course of this year. But I don't think anybody knows well enough to demand a lot of money on it, he said. Assessments were sent to over 2 million houses across the province, valued at $2.79 trillion, a 3% increase from 2023. The 2024 report shows a value of $39.62 billion was spent on non-market change, including new construction, rezoning and subdivisions, increasing 18% from the 2023 value of $33.52 billion. The Sunshine Coast is part of BC Assessment's Lower Mainland category, which includes Greater Vancouver, the Sea to Sky and Fraser Valley. The total assessments in the Lower Mainland increased to nearly $2 trillion this year from about $1.94 trillion in 2023. Almost $27.2 billion of the region's updated assessments is from new construction, subdivisions and rezoning. Appeal. Before filing an appeal, Morrow encourages residents to use the assessment search to review their assessment and sales of similar properties to ensure their assessment is accurate. The website provides an array of information including sales of comparable properties to help homeowners understand their assessed value. Residents are also encouraged to call BC Assessment before submitting an appeal as most concerns can be solved through a discussion with staff. The deadline to file a notice of complaint, appeal, is January 31. Property owners can contact BC Assessment toll-free at 1-866-VALUE-BC, 1-866-825-8322, or online. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.